Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, the good ones. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car things. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Thanks for that intro, Carol. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Mr. Dabalina with Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. It's April 29th, 2019, and today you're going to learn about silent auctions, which is something that certain businesses do. In today's show, it would be a Goodwill store, but I've seen other places do this all the time, like hotels and schools, and I don't know, I guess really anywhere can do this. But is what they do if they want to get rid of an item, instead of just selling it like a normal person, they do this fake auction thing where they put out a clipboard and you're supposed to put your name and your phone number and the amount that you want to bid on the clipboard. And then the next person comes along and they do a bitch move like putting just a dollar more underneath your bid to outbid you. Then you have to go back to the store and see what the bid's up to and put your name on there again. It's a lot of effort. Sometimes my listeners will find these lists out in public, and they'll snap a picture of them, and they send them to me. And then I call up the people, and I pretend to be the place that's doing the auction, and I present those people with various wacky scenarios that usually doesn't end well. So this show is going to be a bunch of that. And I'm going to start with this guy who had his signature underneath a line that was whited out on the auction sheet. Probably whited out by a Goodwill employee, but you know what? I think I can just blame him for it.
Hello.
Hello, is Frank there?
Can I tell him who's calling?
This is Steve from the Goodwill.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Frank?
Yes?
It's Steve from the Goodwill. You bid on an auction thing here for $50?
I thought that was over.
Well, yeah, it's over, but we were looking over the auction paper, and we saw that you'd used whiteout. And you changed the bid of the lady before you, Joanne? You made her?
No, sir, I did not do that. I don't know. Maybe somebody else did it and put my name there? I don't know.
Oh, we looked.
What was the item?
We looked on the security cameras, and we saw you pull a bottle of whiteout out of your pocket, and you like used it to touch up Joanne's bid so you could bid lower. And that was a rotten thing to do, and you shouldn't do things like that.
I want to see that tape. I am, I'm 75 years old. I've never done anything like that in my life. It really insults me to accuse me of doing that.
Well, that's what somebody would say if they had done it. They'd say, I've never done that before. I mean, that's what they all say, you know?
Can I make an appointment with you to come out and look at that tape?
Well, I don't really want a thief in here, or a scam artist, con artist, grifter, whatever you are. I don't really want grifters in my store.
What is your position out?
I'm the manager here at the Goodwill.
You are the head manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I'll go by and get a police officer, and we'll come out and visit with you.
Hey, Frank, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up while we're talking?
I'm
telling you, Steve, I'd like to talk to your manager.
That just made her louder, didn't it?
Steve?
Yeah?
You know, I used to think that you guys were respectable until you become Discovery, and now then you're nothing but a bunch of scam artists.
Oh, I'm the scam artist when you're the one, like, using whiteout and modifying bids, and somehow I'm the scam artist. I see how it is.
Okay, Steve, I'll come out there and give me $50 for whatever the item is.
No, you didn't win. Your bid is invalid. You can no longer be the winner. Because you are a...
Okay.
You're a con artist.
Oh, my God.
You're a con artist.
Yeah, you bet you are. You know, I get these calls all the time from other parts of the world, India and places like that. I think you're the first one that's ever called me from.
Well, yeah, I'm from the Goodwill.
From the Goodwill. Yeah, Discovery Goodwill, where you got your bunch of fat cats up there making all the money. everything you get is donated to you, and you have a ridiculous price on it. And I, that's why I come shop with you guys, because, in fact, I was there today. And I come shop with you guys because I thought I was helping need. And then I find out that that money is going to a bunch of fat cats that are, you know, making over $100,000 a year.
Well, so what? It costs a lot of money to run an awesome organization like Goodwill.
Okay, then you need to pay the people that are running it, not the fat cats.
And then we have to deal with scammers like you coming in and whiting out other people's bids.
Okay.
So it's a lot of work.
You know what? I'm not going to come out there today, but I'm going to come out there tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to whoever's the head manager at the time I get there and ask them if Steve is there, and if he is, I would like for them to come and get you.
Well, you're not welcome.
See this camera.
You're not welcome in our store. You're not welcome in our store. Well, I'm putting your picture up at the front of the store. I'm going to put you right next to the shoplifters. And we're not going to let you in anymore.
Okay, that'd be cool, because if it's the person that you have on camera, it's going to be me.
Oh, we know it's you. We know exactly who you are. We've seen you in here scamming before.
Oh, Steve, I tell you. You know, Steve,
can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, please, while we're talking, okay?
Why don't you tell her here? Tell her.
Hello, ma'am?
Tell her what you told me.
Ma'am?
Tell her what you told me.
Sir, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to her. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you, and I can tell you right now, your mother did not raise you right.
Do not
treat women the way your mouth is going.
Well, you need to learn to keep your mouth shut when the men are talking.
Yeah, recording.
You're recording me? You can't record me. That's illegal.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You've been told are.
That's federal law, and we're in a two-party state, and you're not allowed to record me without my permission, and I don't give you my permission.
Okay. Now it's gone, and I'm recording you, so go ahead and repeat what you've been saying.
Okay. Hello, people listening to this recording. I do not really work at Goodwill. I'm just a prank caller that got their number off of this list that's sitting out on the counter, and now they think they're going to get me in trouble somehow. Is that good for your recording?
Okay, now go ahead and repeat your language there, Steve.
What's that?
Repeat that last beautiful language that you have.
You want me to repeat what language? The part where I say I'm...
That whenever you were saying shut and whatever that other word was, up.
Oh, what word was it?
Huh?
Which word was it?
What the matter, Steve? You're a coward. Say it now.
No, I'm just not sure which word you're referring to. Can you tell me which word you mean?
Well, I can tell you that you have told my wife, the lady that's in the background, to shut the bomb up.
The bong up? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the F-bomb word, up.
Oh, bomb. Is that a threat?
F-bomb, yeah. Go ahead and say it, Steve.
Are you making threat? No, I don't know what you're referring to, because I wouldn't say anything like that.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we've had enough of it. We'll see you tomorrow with the law.
Well, no, you won't, because I don't work at the store, stupid. I'm a prank caller. Oh, and they're gone.
Hello?
Hi, Janella?
This is Luella.
Oh, same thing. I'm calling from Goodwill. You bid on this cowhide thing?
Oh, yes.
And they've got the cows here in the store in the back room. Did you want to come over and go ahead and, like, you basically won. We're letting, like, the last three people win.
When was that?
It's
not auction day yet.
Yeah, but, you know, it's close enough. We just decided to end it early because the cows, they brought the cows over a day early on this one.
The cows. I'm still puzzled about what it is. Okay. And it's a cowhide?
Well, yeah, but it's like you have to come over and you have to cut the cowhide off yourself, off of a live cow. Like, they brought the cows in today. They were supposed to bring them in yesterday, but they got here a day early, and we don't want to sit here and feed them for a whole day. So
you're kidding me.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. So I needed to know,
the hide off of a live cow.
Yeah, are you going to bring your own knife? We have cutting tools here available.
This is some kind of joke.
No, I wouldn't joke, ma'am. No, you basically won the auction.
I didn't bid on cutting a hide off of a cow.
Yeah, well, you bid on a cowhide, 5 foot by 6 foot cowhide. That's about how big this will come out to, if you're good at cutting, that is.
But the auction is not until Saturday.
Right, but the cows are here today, and we don't have cow food here. Like, I don't know what cows drink.
This is a big joke, listen. The Humane Society wouldn't permit that, for one thing.
No, we're going to...
And it's just ridiculous.
No, we're going to... Well, where do you think the cowhide comes from normally?
Well, I know it's when they kill a cow and butcher it, then they cut the hide off. They don't do it before they're alive.
No, we're going to kill them.
You know, this is a joke.
It's why would you think it's a joke? We're not going
to... Because it's not possible for it to be done.
Well, we're not going to let you dehide a live cow. That's ridiculous. No, we're going to kill the cows.
Well, that's what you said. You're going to have to cut it off of the cow, you said.
Yeah, you will have to cut it off the cow, but it's going to be a dead cow. We're going to shoot him.
Oh, come on. Like, you're just going too far.
I'm not going too far, man. I don't know why you're laughing at me. This is...
Well, because there is no... You're funny. Okay.
Well, you're not going to win if you're not going to cut it off yourself. I'm not going to cut it off. That's
gross.
The
auction hasn't taken place yet.
I know.
This sounds like Matt. This sounds like Matt.
You got
is
me.
It Matt?
It's Matt. How you doing?
You're funny.
How you doing, Janella?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
I'm trying to fill out my wildlife management report, and I was kind of in this daze of all this stuff about cows and pastures and everything. So at first I thought, what in the world are you talking about? I couldn't get my mind in gear, but I knew it sounded like you.
Yep,
I'm a voice expert.
You caught me. You're such a voice expert. Hey, do you know what cows drink?
How are you doing?
By the way, what do cows drink?
Water.
Oh, what else?
Well, I guess baby cows drink milk.
Okay, there you go. Ding, ding, ding.
But anyway, well, that's funny. I'll remember this. I'll have to tell people about getting a call about the cowhide.
Yeah, just don't tell my mom. Okay. Don't tell my mom. She'll get mad.
Are you doing all right? I miss seeing you.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm gay now.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Well, I knew it all along.
Did you really?
I can just always tell.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how. Maybe not always tell, but I knew you were, and that's okay.
Yep. Oh, thank you for being so accepting.
I love you anyway.
Oh, thanks.
I don't judge people. You know, I think I told the girls that one day they were talking about something like that, and I said, you know, that's something I don't know how it happens, why it happens, and that's just up to them and their conscience, and I don't judge people because, I just don't know.
You're so nice. Yeah, ever since Uncle William, I've been gay.
Uncle William.
Yeah, ever since the incident. It's.
Oh, I see.
I'm just, yep.
Well, that's, you know, I really feel like people are born with whatever kind of inclinations they have.
Like that song.
And I just... Huh?
Like that song, like that Lady Gaga song.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Lady Gaga song. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Poker face.
I just don't judge people. And, you know, about other things too. Whatever choices people make or whatever they are in life, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
So,
well, I've decided I hate all straight
very
people.
Dear cousin. Well, actually, I had two very dear cousins who were gay. And one of them, he had AIDS back in 85 when we were first hearing about it. He had a job where he traveled all over the world and a really good job. And he and one of his brothers both were gay. But I loved them dearly and lost them both along the way and missed them ever since. But they were very good friends. And I never judged. So I love you anyway.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Me and my gay friends,
okay.
we go around and we beat up straight people. We've decided.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're taking it back. We're taking it. We're going around and getting them back for all these years of repression. We go out on the street. If we see a straight couple holding hands, we go out there and just beat the crap out of them. It's fun.
You're funny. Yeah. Oh, dear. I just, think if everybody just accepted everybody the way they are, and we'd all be a better world. Because in the end, everything we do or don't do, and decisions we make in life, and what paths we follow, it's between us and God. It's not anybody else's business.
Amen.
So that's the way I feel.
Preach it. Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good to hear from you. I have missed seeing you. I asked about you several times. They said you're only coming over to the shop on Thursdays, and of course that misses me.
Oh, what day do you come to the shop?
Huh?
What day do you come to the shop?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, I'm going to come on Tuesday just to see you.
Okay.
And give you a gay hug.
Okay. Well, how did you find my name? Did you go to Goodwill and look on the thing to bid on something?
Yep, I saw it on there, and I'm like, yep, that's Janella.
It's Luella.
Well, I know, but your handwriting's sloppy. So I just
Okay. You're funny. Okay.
Well,
maybe I'll see you again sometime.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay.
Matthew,
you take care of yourself now.
All right, bye, Matthew. Away!
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, Oliver?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Goodwill.
Yes.
You bid on this ram thing?
Yes.
This ram head. So it looks like you bid 25 and then you bid 43. So we're just putting you down for $68 because that's what that would, you know, if you added those together. Is that what you meant?
I was thinking 43.
Oh, but it has two numbers. It has 43 plus 25. We got to add them together.
Oh, you do, really? Oh, well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Let's cross out the earlier one.
No, I was just trying to get more money out of you. It's fine. We can do the 43.
Okay, but is it over with or is it closing tomorrow?
Okay, so here's the thing. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but they delivered the rams early. So we have six rams here in the back room, and we're going to give them away to the highest six bidders.
So they
want me to call you and find out if you'd like to come over today and cut the ram's heads off, or yours, just on yours.
So choosing the one that I want out of the five.
Yeah, they're like live rams over here, and
wow. Let me come over after work. Can I do that?
What time is that?
Oh, 5, 6, something like that.
Okay, yeah, we're here till 9 p.m. tonight.
Great.
We've got all these rams in the back room in the receiving area, and they're stinking up the place, pooping and stuff.
Are they live?
Yeah, they're alive, and you're going to have to, can you bring your own knife? Because we're doing arts and crafts type thing. And it's
you're totally kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid about this. A knife or
a
saw.
Well, I don't understand. Yeah, hang on. Outside, just a second. The connection's not been the best.
Yeah. Okay.
One second. Hold on. Just about outside. Okay. So explain to me. You don't actually have real live rams. I thought that was just a stuffed ram.
No, you're gonna stuff it. It's like an arts and crafts type thing we're doing here. We did this with cows a month ago with cow hides.
Really?
Yeah, we brought in real cows and people skin the cows and take the hides off and make their own thing. So this month we're doing it with rams. We're gonna be doing next month we're doing
I thought it was just the mounted head. What I was bidding on.
No, you get to mount it yourself. Next week we're going to be doing fox fur.
Oh my god!
Live foxes.
Oof. Well, gee, I don't know what to do with that. That's really not what I had in mind.
I had no idea. If you don't have a cutting tool, it's fine. We have cutting tools here. It's just you might have to wait a little while. To wait your turn, for a cutting tool to be available. They have these saw things and knives and stuff.
Well, can I rescind my bid? Because I thought it was that, I thought what I was bidding on was that mounted head.
Oh, well, what's the problem though? This is more intimate. It's it's your own, you're doing it yourself. It makes it, more special.
Well, Yeah, but I don't have, I'm not, I'm, yeah, I can't, I'm not capable or equipped or mentally or time-wise or anything to deal with that.
What do you mean mentally? Like it's a stuffed, it's going to be a stuffed ram head just like the one you bit on.
Yeah, but I'm not going to kill it. I'm not going to kill the animal myself.
Why not? Like you would put a dead animal's head on your wall, but you can't kill it yourself?
Look, I've done that before. You're not really with Goodwill.
No, I am with Goodwill. I just think it's weird that like you would want a dead animal's head on your. I mean, that's fucked up enough, but like you can't even kill it yourself. Like, come on, don't be a pussy.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to participate in this. This is completely out of control. I'm not interested in killing a ram. I have actually hunted for food, and I have very great respect for animals, and I'm not going to participate in killing animals. And I don't think you're...
Well, this is like hunting. It's just in a smaller room, and they can't run away.
No, that's completely nuts.
It's not nuts. We do this all the time.
Well, and you called me a pussy just now. I don't understand... What kind of staff person calls somebody who's trying to buy something a pussy?
Because you're being a pussy. Like
Being a pussy. I don't know who the fuck you are, and I don't know what you're calling me about. This is nuts. I've never heard of this project
before.
You just
chop the head off.
It makes no sense to me. Huh?
You want a dead thing looking at you from your wall, but you can't, like, you can't kill it yourself? Like, that it, sounds like you're a pussy.
No. I've done that before, and I don't want to do it, and I will do it again someday. But in this case, that wasn't what I was interested in. And well, if you guys want to call me back about it and push it, then push it. But I'm not going to answer the phone.
Well, all bids are final, so you have to do this.
Tough shit. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not coming over there and killing an animal and putting it on my wall.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So you'll,
that's nuts.
You'll only put a dead animal on your wall that someone else kills? Oh, my God. You're such a pussy.
Fuck yourself.
I bet you've never actually really killed an animal.
Yes?
Hey, not only are you a pussy, you're also a crybaby.
Look, I'm not going to answer the phone again.
Good.
You can tell whatever what you want. I'm not even going to talk.
You're not going to answer the phone because you're a pussy and a coward.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
Yes?
It's Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on this ram head.
Did?
Yeah, do you remember?
Okay.
It's got your phone number. You wrote your name. Did you do
okay.
this or did you not?
Yes. Yeah. I thought you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the rams came in today, and the one that we were going to give to you, like you basically won, but the ram that came in, it's pregnant, so it looks like it's going to give birth any day now. We have to wait until it gives birth, and then we can chop the head off.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, you know, it would be kind of inhumane to kill it before it's given birth because it's going to, you know, there's going to be baby rams.
Oh, yeah, sure, go for it.
And it
will have lots of baby ram heads.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay,
you're
pretty strange to be calling me about this.
Makes good business sense. Why am I strange to be calling about this? You signed up for the auction.
Right, but why are you telling me this?
Because, you know, the auction was supposed to end tomorrow, but we weren't
right.
expecting to get a ram in that was pregnant.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
And also, you're going to be responsible for child support for the baby rams?
Well, take a hike, dude. I don't have time for your BS.
Why are you calling me dude? That's very disrespectful.
This is Alvaro. How may I help you?
Oh, Alvaro, is that what this is? I'm calling from the Goodwill. You signed up for this auction, the Super Bowl memorabilia auction?
Yeah.
Super Bowl XLV11?
Right.
Which Roman numeral is that? Is it L minus X? So is it like 47?
That should be 47.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it worked that way. I'm a dropout. That's why I work at Goodwill.
Oh, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, you're bidding
but
on
I
it.
Think why? That's right.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, like, I didn't know. What'd you say your name is? Avocado?
No, Alvaro.
Alvaro. Okay. Yeah, I thought it said Alvolvula, and I was going to tell you not to write dirty words on our sign-up sheet.
Yeah. No.
So it's avocado. So it looks like the guy before you, Ahmed, he bid $10 and then you bid $11.
Right.
And you know what? That's kind of a bitch move. Like most people, they'll do like $5 or $10 more, but you just wanted to like just lowball them and just put $11 on there.
Well, it bids on Saturday.
Yeah, right? I know, but like you're starting it out by doing a bitch move like that, like $10, $11. This guy after you, he bid $15 at least.
Okay. You know, I get in there, I'll bid what it ends up going for.
Yeah, but he rounded it up to, why didn't you just do that in the first place? Why didn't you put $15 on here instead of $11 like a girl? Like a little bitch.
Okay. Appreciate your time. I mean, whoever you are.
No. It's just like, first of all, you're writing dirty words here in the name section. Then you're.
No, that's my name.
Oh yeah, Avalavaro. That's what you said.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Well, do you work there?
Yeah. Yep. I work here. I've worked here for 3 years now.
Yeah. Okay. And your name is.
But are you even a fan? Like, if you don't know what the Roman numerals are, like XLV11.
Okay, may I ask your name?
Sure, I already told you, though. My name is Roy.
Yeah. Okay, Roy. Well, thanks.
If you're gonna act like this about it, I'll just cross your name out, because it looks like a curse word. Okay, let's try right back.
Hello?
I'm going to cross your name out if you hang up on me again like that. I'm just going to cross it out.
You know what? You're treating me really rudely, I'll talk to your supervisor.
I didn't hang up on you, did I? Oh, I'll get my supervisor.
You know what? When you say bitch move, and you tell me my name is vulgar, when it's Alvaro, Alvaro,
mm-hmm.
So I'm done with the conversation, so you can cross my name off.
No, I don't. I was thinking about it. No. I can put my supervisor on if that's what you really want.
No, when I go in there on Saturday, I'll talk to them.
Well, good. I hope you
that's
do.
It.
But you said I can cross you off, so you're not going to come here on Saturday, right?
Yeah, cross me off.
No, okay, you know what? I refuse to cross you off. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I'm done with this.
I'm not crossing.
And I'll call. Okay,
I'm not crossing off. I'm not crossing off shit.
Okay, bye.
I'm not doing it. Wow. It's staying right. I heard him say "wow" at the end.
Hello, Jesse.
Yes.
Hey, this is Maria over at the Goodwill.
Yeah.
And you placed a bid here for the Super Bowl XLV11.
Church?
What?
Yeah, the X. Yeah, what about it?
What does XLV11 stand for?
X1, I don't know. I think it was...
you bet on it.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. It's the the Super Bowl. It's, I don't know, 40, 50... It's 50. We're in 50. We're in Super Bowl 52. It's probably Super Bowl 46, 45.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, you stole our pin.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did, because, like, everyone was in black ink. Until you, and then under you, everyone that signed in after that, it's in blue ink. So
no, I did not steal your pen. First of all, there was a guy before me. After me, he was in. Your pen was on a rope.
Yeah,
You calling me? You're calling me for a pen?
Well, it doesn't matter the amount of what you stole. You still stole it, and it's not.
I did not steal your pen. I find that. What are you talking about? I did not steal your pen.
Look,
you know,
I'm not calling the police or anything. I'm just saying that wasn't cool.
No, I'm telling you, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. I did not steal your pen.
That's pen.
Okay.
P-E-N.
A what?
Pen. You stole the pen. Like, you wrote your name, and you wrote your phone number, and then you stole the pen, and that was really stupid, because obviously we know who you are.
What? Okay, first of all, don't talk to me like that, okay? You don't even, show it on your video. If you got me stealing a fucking pen, then call me. But if you ain't got no proof telling me I stole your pen, you're wasting
proof.
Your goddamn time.
We've got circumstantial proof right here, because underneath is blue ink. And
okay, I don't care. I mean, I don't care what you're saying. If you don't got proof, you don't got proof. Why would I want to steal a fucking pen?
I think you should come in here and sign a confession sheet with your stolen pen.
You know what? Who's your fucking boss? Give me your boss name. What's your name?
Well, don't yell at me, sir. My name is Maria.
Okay. Sonia, you know what? If you were so stupid, you wouldn't be working at Goodwill, first of all.
Oh, hey.
You
know, hey, come on. Not cool.
That's what you are. You can't even get a job anywhere else. You got to go work at Goodwill.
Oh, where do you work?
You know,
where do you work at?
Huh?
Where do you work at? Genius.
I'm a director of sales, so don't worry about me. Right?
I think salespeople.
Give me your manager.
I think salespeople are the lowest form of human being.
Look what you're doing. You're calling me about sales, fool.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you because you stole our damn pen.
Okay, nobody cares about you. I'd even steal your pen. You know what? You're full of shit.
I ain't full of nothing. Like, you just...
Yeah, you are.
You need to bring back the pen.
You know what? You are slow. That's why you're working at Goodwill. All right? Let me break it down for you easier.
That's not cool. At least I don't steal pens, though. I don't go around stealing pens.
Okay. Do you have proof I stole your pen?
Yeah,
besides your Perry Mason approach of looking at different colors of pens? Did you look on the floor? Because it was on a fucking string.
No, because someone cut the string.
It was kicked around?
You brought in scissors, and you cut the string, and you put it in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted to cut the string for a fucking pen.
You're a thief.
You're full of shit.
You're a thief. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Your opinion doesn't matter to me, because you're a thief.
Okay, do you need me for anything else? I mean, you're going to take my name off the bid? Is that what you're calling me about?
No, we're not going to do that. I just think you should probably give the pen back.
Okay, if you're not going to do that... Then why the fuck did you call me?
I don't know. Don't make me put Roy on the phone.
I don't give a damn who you put on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Roy's my supervisor, and he's pretty upset about the pen too.
Bring her ass on the phone right now.
It's a male. His name is Roy.
Well, bring his ass on his phone over here.
Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, go get his happy ass.
I will. I'm going to go get him. He's in the back room. Just a minute.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good.
This is Roy. Can I help you?
Yeah. Dude, why are you getting some of your employees to call me and harass me for a pen that I didn't steal?
Oh, this is the guy that stole the pen? Is this Jesse?
Dude, okay, who's your manager, man?
Oh, no, I'm the manager of this store. My name is Roy Gerbel.
No, I don't give a... Okay, why would I want to steal a fucking pen?
I don't know. You sound kind of mentally unbalanced or something. Like, why are you freaking out?
Because your dumbass employee called me and accused me of stealing something that I didn't steal. Dumbass.
She's not dumb. No, she's one of the smartest
cashiers
we have.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who works at Goodwill, it's low. Can't get a job anywhere else. You can't even get a job at Walmart. You got to go work at Goodwill for $7.
Is that why you stole our pen? Because you don't like our cashiers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's when I stole your pen.
Well, I don't understand why else you would do it. Like, and then you're yelling at us and calling us slow? That's not cool.
No. Okay, wait a minute. You call me. Okay, think about that. You call me. I don't even know what the hell was going on.
I mean, you're the one that's only willing to pay $15 for Super Bowl memorabilia.
Okay, first of all, I didn't steal your fucking pen, all right? Let me just put that straight up in your face and let you know. Who's your boss, man? Who do you report to?
No, we can tell you stole it because every signature under yours is in blue.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense, dude. There's more people in front of me and after me signing that thing up. What are you talking about? Shit!
Why are you getting so upset? This doesn't seem like... I mean, just
because why would you call me for a fucking pen? Because
we want you...
Think about it.
We want you to bring it back. Like, we don't have a lot of...
Oh, my God. You know what? Dude, I don't even have your motherfucking pen. Like, all right? Keep that in your head. I don't have your stupid ass pin.
You know, a lot of the people here, they just work here as free community service. You don't have to be like that to them.
Oh, no. None of those guys are fucking work release. What are you talking about? Community service because they did a DWI or something, dude. Don't mess with me. Well, I've read the goddamn stories about y'all.
Wow.
You know what?
Like,
go make your $7,000 stocking dirty clothes, will you?
That's just not cool. Do you think you're, like, just above everyone else because you're a salesperson? I mean, geez.
No, I think I'm above you. Not everybody else. I think I'm above you.
Well, at least I'm not going around shoplifting pins from Goodwill.
That's right. You got me, man. Okay, you got me. You got me. I stole your goddamn pin. All right, anything else?
Can you bring it back tomorrow? Because tomorrow's the auction. Can you bring it with you?
Oh, yeah. No, dude, I don't give a damn about it. You know what? If I win the thing, I want to see you, and I want you to tell me I stole your pin, because I'm going to pop you in your face for telling me that.
Oh, okay, so now you're going to come in and like, you know, start violence and stuff here with us?
No, I'm telling you that if you're going to accuse me of stealing a pin, you better have fucking proof, dude.
We do have proof. There's blue ink below your signature.
No, you have a blue ink pin and a brown ink pin. You got
black
cameras. Put those bitches on.
Well, no, the cameras, those are just dummy cameras. They don't actually work. We can't afford real cameras.
Now they're dummy cameras. All right, whatever, dude. Anything else? You're wasting my time, dude. Anything else?
Well, I don't see why you're getting so upset it's just a pin. Like, why don't you just bring the pin back?
Okay,
just
answer my question. Anything else?
Can you just admit that you stole the pin and bring it back?
Do you need anything else? Dude, okay, who's your boss, man? Okay, you're doing this just to irritate me now. You're not even getting any type of... What's your boss's name?
I'm not trying to irritate you. I just like the pin back.
Okay, time out. I said, what's your boss's name?
And if you could you bring the string back too? Like, replace the string that you damaged?
Answer my question. What is your boss's name?
Ryan Jardina. He's the district manager for Goodwill. Like, he's not the CEO or anything.
And what's your name?
This is Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell your last name?
It's G. G as in Nat. E as in I. R as in Arwanda, B as in BBQ, I as in Ian, and L as in LOL.
All right. Anything else? Do you need anything else? Because I'm gonna call your district manager right now as soon as we get off the phone.
Why? Like, are you going to confess?
Because I'm going to report you, dude. I'm going to want you. You know, my job from this point on is to make you lose your job. I want you to know that right now.
Why would you do that? Like,
that's my goal. That's my goal, dude. Anything else you need from me?
But if you think, like, we're lower...
anything else you need from me?
It's kind of like you're picking on the disabled,
Roy,
if you think we're just mentally deficient.
Do you need anything else you need from me, Roy?
Can you bring the string back? You damaged the string,
Roy,
that was attached to the pin.
Roy, that's a question. Do you need anything else from me?
Yes, I'm telling you what else we need. Tomorrow when you come and you bring the pin back, can you bring the string that you cut with scissors?
Bye.
Holy shit, listen to that guy. Jesse thinks he is so much better than any minimum wage employee out there. He's better, he's smarter, he makes more money. Everyone who's not him is just a big fucking idiot. He goes into restaurants and yells at the fucking waitress for being stupid. He calls up customer service lines and tech support lines and just unleashes himself on them. Really lets them have it. Him and his successful salespeople friends love to just meet for drinks and talk about the fucking idiots they had to deal with all day. Those stupid fucking minimum wage people who will never know what it's like to be as successful as Jesse. Man, I am jealous of Jesse. I wish I had his life. I actually called him back the next day, and I'm not going to play that here because it's like that was already long enough. You don't want to hear more of Jesse, do you? But I basically let him know that it was a prank and that his attitude toward Goodwill employees was kind of shitty. And he pretty much just doubled down on that opinion. Fuck those Goodwill people that didn't actually call him. You can find that call, though, somewhere back in an old hobosode. I don't know which number. But most of these calls were made around February of 2018. I think February 9th. So it would probably be on the February 10th, 2018 hobosode over at patreon.com/phonelosers, which is the site that you can go to help support this show and all of the other shows I do. I do several other shows every single week besides this show, like The Snowplow Show, which you can find over at snowplowshow.com. That's the one where you can hear brand new prank phone calls every single week. There's the secret shows on patreon.com/phonelosers. I do this show called Brad's Cactus Shack, on notla.com. And on Wednesday nights, or I don't know, maybe every other Wednesday night, I do a show called Hang Up the Phone, where people can call in and prank call me. You can listen to that by going to phonelosers.com/live on Wednesday nights around 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 in the morning Eastern. Those are fun every once in a while. If you like the show, please go over to iTunes, leave a review for it, leave a nice rating, leave reviews on whatever Android thing you use to listen to the show. That'd be nice. I'd sure appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
Yes, I am. I'm a very busy man. My words flow forth with or without line of land. Mile after mile with my trusty steed at hand. My car phone, my car phone. Driving, speaking simultaneously. This should be illegal for everyone but me. Meet my wife, my child, and most importantly, my car phone. My car phone. Calling anyone, anyone I want when I'm on my car phone. My car phone. I can call anyone I want. Who else could go for some donuts right about now? Let's call the guys and get donuts. Every single night. Yeah. Every single night. Donuts. If you think I'm from the future, that's okay with me. I'm just a man with lots to say, so listen carefully. 'Cause $2 a minute has me speaking cryptically on my car phone. My car phone. Calling anyone, anyone I want when I'm on my car phone. My car phone.
I can call anyone I want.